ABC Radio Australia.
Well, to the normally a peaceful island of Yap in the Federated States of Micronesia, which has been left reeling as the acting Attorney General was shot dead, triggering a murder investigation that will see the US Security Service, the FBI, assisting with those investigations. Rochelle Bergeron was a US citizen who'd been working in Yap since 2015. Yap's governor is Henry Fallon. He knew her well, of course, from working with her. He's now spoken about this week's incident.
Today I come to you as a very sad man and not the proud governor that I thought I would be or could be. Today marks a tragic day in our history. We are under the watchful eyes of the world. It is with great sadness that I report the death of Yap's acting Attorney General, Rochelle Bergeron. On behalf of all the citizens of Yap, both here and abroad, I offer our united heartfelt condolences to her husband, her family and friends and colleagues. Yap's spirit is broken by this senseless and heinous act.
But is the governor of Yap State in the Federated States of Micronesia, Henry Fallon. He's promised to have justice prevail and restore civility to the island. With more on this story, here's Richard Hewitt.
Confirmation of Rochelle Bergeron's death came in a statement from the governor's office delivered by the Director of Civic Affairs, Constantine Yeo.
Rochelle Bergeron was attacked at her residence. Upon arrival at Yap Memorial Hospital, she was pronounced and had passed away. We are currently investigating the crime. Yap's spirit is broken and our pride and reputation is tarnished. Our prayers are with the family, friends and our community here and abroad.
The medical chief of staff at the Yap Memorial State Hospital, Bujirin Mandela, was on duty when the acting attorney general was brought in by her husband, Simon Hemeling. Dr. Mandela says there was nothing they could do for the victim.
Her husband, they came in with the police officers and she had multiple gunshot injury. She came in with what we call DOA, that is death on arrival. It was too late already. She has lost a lot of blood.
Do you know anything about the circumstances of the incident?
All I could get from the police officers were that she went jogging and she was attacked when she got very close to her house. Based on the injury she has, I will just say that maybe it's a very close shooting. It's not like from far away or anything. It's close shooting. Like 3 meters, she was seen an attacker. She had 3 gunshots, one major one, very close to the neck. Apart from that, she has exit wounds, a lot in her back. In total, she has about 21 bullet holes. She was shot 3 times, but there were a lot of exit wounds. I don't know, maybe it was shotgun, then it spread, or they used a special gun, then everything's like spread out. So now what we're actually waiting for is for the FBI to come in and do a full autopsy. I think some of the matters will be handled over to the Americans.
Rochelle Bergeron had served as Yap's assistant attorney general since she arrived on the island 4 years ago, until she was promoted to the top job in an acting capacity in January. An emergency cabinet meeting was convened in the wake of her death, since when there has been speculation on social media that it may have been a revenge killing linked to a past case. But Constantine Yeo says nothing has been confirmed and the precise motive is still part of the investigation.
We convened everybody to meet and speak about this in our effort in investigating this crime. Nobody wanted this to happen. It has happened. We are dealing with it swiftly and trying to bring everything to a close.
Ms. Bergeron's husband, Simon Hemeling, works for the Guam-based airline Pacific Mission Aviation, and Constantine Yeo says everything is being done to support him, with even members of government rallying around shortly after the shooting happened.
There are people with the family, and we've met with the husband, and all the cabinet members live close to each other. So earlier in the evening, people were there. We're trying to support the family here in Yap and expeditiously coordinating this investigation.